But it's a Tech Tuesday, and we have a senior reporter for CNET News in Manhattan. You also report on Amazon e-commerce and mobile payments. Ben Fox Rubin is with us. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm good. Thank
Excellent.
You very much for having me.
Yes, we've been doing a Tech Tuesday for quite some time. Bridget Carey is typically our correspondent, and she just had a baby. And then Ashley Escada was filling in for her, and she just had a baby.
So get ready, Ben.
Yes, I Any assure minute. You, I will not be having a baby.
All right, we'll
all right.
see.
Well, then we'll be talking to you for a while. All right, so Amazon Prime Day, there's a concert
yes.
going on. Explain.
Yes, they got Taylor Swift this year. Very exciting. And that's going to be going on Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Now, that's a
You'll
big
be able
score.
To watch it. Well, go ahead.
That's a big score, Taylor Swift.
How can yes. Amazon afford Taylor Swift? They're going to go bankrupt.
Amazon's only the world's biggest e-commerce company and the nearly trillion-dollar organization, but somehow they managed to land Taylor Swift.
Wow.
I have no idea. They had Ariana Grande last year, and their big push with Prime Day is that they want to kind of make it more of an experience, not just like kind of a big shopping holiday, deals, deals, deals. They want to get people to feel really good and excited about being Prime members, so they're trying to do all these additional little add-ons, like this Taylor Swift concert, and, you know, hey, the whole point is to keep you as a Prime member and get you to keep paying that $120 a year, because, big surprise, once you pay that money, you are twice as likely to shop on Amazon afterwards. So they get a lot of benefit out of getting you to buy Prime memberships.
And we as Prime members get a lot of benefits too, because a lot of times it's next day shipping and you don't have to pay for
yep.
it. So it is pretty great if you use Amazon a lot.
And hey, you know, if you're already paying that money, now you're going to get a free Taylor Swift concert that you'll be able to stream. And, you know, hey, what's wrong with that? I'm not a Swifty, if that's what it's
Come
called.
On.
I'm probably not going to watch this, but,
yeah.
you know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be into it.
But who is going to just sit there and watch it on their computer? I mean, it's not like you got tickets to a show or something. I don't know, maybe I'm old, but it just seems like...
I think they do that.
Yeah, people will do this. It's
Didn't
a big
Madonna
show?
Do that a couple years ago?
Yeah.
It was on HBO or something.
Yep.
Yeah, people
yep.
will watch a live concert and, I don't know, tweet about it or something. Isn't that what people do
yeah.
these days? I'm
it
not
would
sure.
Be big. It's not just Taylor Swift, by the way, Ben. It's Dua Lipa will be there. SZA.
SZA.
Or is it Half of Zsa? Is Half of Zsa going to be there? And then the host is Jane Lynch.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I don't know what half of those names are. I am so old now.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's great.
Well, it's a star-studded lineup.
Finally, we're
that
talking
is,
to someone.
I just found out who Cardi B is. She was in a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think you're a great
sorry.
Fit with us.
If I'm never invited back, I understand.
No,
I'm not hip.
We're in
it's
tune
fine.
With you. We just found out who the
okay.
Lennon sisters were 20 minutes ago.
Oh, nice. I'm not even up to that one.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
You're right in between hip and us. I think that's what it is. All right, some Apple news. The 12-inch MacBook is going bye-bye, right?
Yes, yeah. They killed off the 12-inch MacBook, and they also killed off the old version of the MacBook Air. The reason people should care about this is that those are two of the cheapest MacBooks that used to exist. And now Apple is no longer going to sell them. The way that you get an Apple MacBook these days is you pay even more money, which unfortunately Apple has been getting rid of their budget versions for the past couple of years now. They had a very small iPhone SE for a couple of years, and they got rid of that too. So they just decided they want to do more luxury tech, if you want to call it that, and they don't really want to have people buy stuff that's a little bit more affordable. And honestly, that old MacBook Air was $1,000, so it wasn't really quote unquote cheap
right.
for most people. But yeah, I think it's too bad.
Don't you feel that, I guess Apple doesn't need my advice, they're doing okay, but you would think that they would run the gamut of price points and continue doing that, because like I like Apple stuff, but I'm not an Apple geek where I'm going to go get a new thing every year. So I think it would be nice to have some that are more affordable. I'm kind of surprised they're doing this.
I agree with you, and I think it's really unfortunate for customers. And if anything, their prices on a lot of their products have been slowly creeping up. So the iPhone, for instance, a couple of years ago, used to start at $650. Now it starts a lot closer to $1,000. And the most expensive ones are well above $1,000. And for whatever reason, people keep buying them, partly because of those two-year plans. You spend a little bit of money down, and then you keep paying for it over 2 years. It kind of hides the cost, and it allows Apple to just keep charging people more money.
Ben, I saw an article today, and to be honest with you, I just skimmed through it. I didn't have time to read the whole thing, but it talks about the death of iTunes. I'm on iTunes. I've got a bunch of songs on iTunes. Will I still be able to listen to those, or will that just all fade away?
I think you're going to be fine. This was something that I unfortunately don't know a ton about, this whole iTunes situation, but they're just making a couple changes. They're adding a few more apps, but you should not worry about your iTunes library or any of the music that you've downloaded or that you've paid for. That's not going to go away, and they're not going to do away with that. That would upset so many customers, millions of customers that still have music libraries. So, the labeling might change a bit, or your stuff might go in a slightly different folder, but ultimately it's not going to be nearly as huge a change as that.
Okay.
It'll like migrate to a new platform kind of thing, right?
Oh, all right.
You'll be okay.
All right.
You'll be okay.
All right.
Let's talk lunar stuff for a minute. The moon landing 50 years ago. What do you have for us on that?
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up July 20th. And to me, probably the most exciting thing about this is that we're going back to the moon. And not only is NASA planning on going back to the moon, but Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, that's a private company, they're planning on sending people to the moon. Elon Musk, SpaceX, is hoping to send people to the moon. So it's not like regular folks are going to be able to go to the moon anytime soon, but extremely rich people might be able to, which is at least an interesting entry point to the possibility of, I don't know, someday having regular space tourism for middle-class people. I don't think that's happening quite yet, but it'll start with the super rich and then maybe go from there.
All right, I want to ask both of you something. We're talking to Ben Fox Rubin from CNET News. If you guys had all the money in the world, you too, Bill, would you go to the moon?
Ben, you go first.
I would go.
Yeah.
I would definitely go. Yeah, it was funny. I was talking to my kids last night, and you know, it was kind of getting dark, and they pointed at the moon, and they said, "Hey, look, there's the moon. Check that out." And I have twins that are 3 years old, and I said, "You know, guys, you might go to the moon one day." And they were both pretty, like, meh about it. They were like, we don't
really
feel it. You know, we'd rather just hang out in the backyard. I don't think they really got it. They were like, no big deal.
Wow.
For me, I think it would be really cool. I wouldn't want to go to Mars. I feel like that's way too far away. But
yeah.
I'd be pretty into going to the moon for, I don't know, a weekend or something. There's not much to do there.
What do you do there? Yeah.
There's not much going on there.
Like, no, exactly. But I think it would be pretty interesting. And, these private companies are really pushing this idea that they think space tourism is going to be a really big thing. And they're hoping to make millions of dollars off of it. So I think if somebody has the money and they want to spend it on something like that, then more power to them, I guess. And, you know, these companies are definitely hoping to provide that as a service to them.
I'd only go to see the MTV flag. That's the only reason I want to go there.
That's a big tourist attraction.
All right. And finally here, we have a minute left, but I find this to be very important because I can't tell you how many robocalls I get on a given day. How can we fight back?
Yeah, there's this new app. It's starting on the iPhone, but then it's going to be coming eventually to Android, called Firewall. Basically, it will not let a call come through unless it's already whitelisted in your contacts list. Otherwise, they're just going to block it. And so it almost works as a firewall, as the name denotes, for your computer or any of your other servers. So, and the other cool thing about this is that they provide you fake phone numbers when you're making outgoing calls too, so that people will not get your real number if you are making calls. So it's if people are really, really annoyed with spam, they could do this, but they do charge you. I think it's $4 a month. So it's not like it's a free service, but they do offer a lot for that $4 a month, I would think.
Can I ask a question about that then? So if they're altering the numbers when you call out your number so people don't know it's you, doesn't that mean you would then be blocked from your friends?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yes.
I guess if they're using firewall, then the answer could be yes.
Or, Steve, so, if you're calling me from your daughter's phone, I wouldn't have you in a contact, so it wouldn't go through.
Yeah.
I think at this point, it's such a new app that very few people are using it. You're not really... That's not a concern quite yet, but that's a great question. Boy, would that be annoying if you're spending money on this service and then it's blocking your calls to your kids and your mom. So, that's a good point.
This is going to put the Jerky Boys out of business.
They're already out of
business. All right.
And my phone carrier has started to put a fraud alert or a spam alert when I get an incoming call, but I noticed it isn't happening on all of them. Remember last week on the air, it said political call, so I knew not to get it. But that's different carriers are going to start doing that as well.
Yes, yeah, and that's really a first step. If you want to go a lot further, you would pay for this firewall service. But I don't know about you two, but I get a lot more spam calls than I used to.
Yeah, it's terrible.
This is certainly something that the government is paying attention to. The FTC is trying to crack down on it. So this is, if you want to go as far as you can go, you get this firewall app. But again, it's a paid service, so it's not free. So I can't recommend it from that perspective.
No, but just be aware of it.
The government gets a hold off on this too.
Perfect. Ben Fox Rubin, we thank you so much for participating in Tech Tuesday today. You can find him on Twitter at Ben Fox Rubin or CNET.com. Thanks so much.
Ben.
Thank you.
Take care. Ben Fox Rubin from CNET. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on WGN Radio.